In 2010, ODU basketball player Dante Hill transferred from Clemson University after the coach that recruited him there left for another school. But before transferring, he played 8 minutes of a closed scrimmage and then sat out the rest of the year. Because the NCAA has a rule that says that any such competition, regardless of duration, will count as a whole season, by the letter of the bylaw, Hill exhausted a year of eligibility in the time it takes to fill up a gas tank. And while the NCAA sometimes allows exceptions, they did not here. The only consolation I can offer Dante Hill is that the rules have been enforced this stupidly for a very long time. Dave Wilson was a California high school quarterback almost no one considered major college material, but he was good enough to play at Fullerton Junior College, where he started in the fall of 1977. On the first play of his first game, before he'd even taken a single class, in fact, he broke his wrist. Advised he could keep that year of eligibility if he dropped out of school, he did so. The Junior College Association that governed the league agreed, and Wilson was allowed to play 2 years at Fullerton. There he blossomed, earning All-American honors in 1979 and the attention of Illinois coach Mike White. In January 1980, Wilson came to Champaign and started practicing with the team. Illinois asked the Big Ten Conference to interpret NCAA rules, like Wilson's previous conference had, to mean that a single play in 1977 did not count as a whole season. But in May, the conference ruled against Wilson, saying that, by their interpretation, it did. When Illinois appealed the decision, it lost again. It was about then that Urbana attorney Bob Aller got involved. Aller objected to the fact that the university had appealed the ruling without Wilson's knowledge. He felt Wilson should have had his own representation. On August 19th, Wilson filed suit against the Big Ten, the NCAA, and the university. On Tuesday, September 2nd, Champaign County Circuit Judge Harry Klim issued a preliminary injunction, allowing Wilson to play 4 days later in a win over Northwestern. But then there was another problem. After the game, the Big Ten learned it had been sent the transcripts of a different Fullerton quarterback named David Wilson. That David Wilson had better grades than the one quarterbacking the Illini, and the conference thought it smelled a rat. It asked Judge Klim to dissolve the injunction before the next game, which was 2 days later. Klim refused, and Wilson led the Illini to a victory over Michigan State. But the judge agreed to hear the claim the following Wednesday, and after that, did dissolve the injunction. 2 days later, the day before the Missouri game, an Illinois appellate court reinstated the injunction, allowing Wilson to play. A week after that, the day before Wilson led Illinois against Air Force, the Big Ten appealed the decision to the Illinois Supreme Court. And on October 3rd, in a 4-3 decision, the court upheld the injunction. That allowed Wilson, the next day, to lead the Illini to a close loss against Mississippi State, and the next week, a close win against Iowa. In short, with a great deal of effort and some creative lawyering, Aller managed to keep Wilson on the field the entire season, including a November 8th game at Ohio Stadium in which Wilson torched the Buckeyes for 42 points, completing 43 of 69 passes and tying or breaking 5 NCAA records. But that was it for Wilson. After a season-ending loss to Indiana, the conference refused to let him suit up again. A single play had indeed cost him an entire year. Wilson went on to play professionally, or at least for the Saints, but this is probably not in the offing for Hill, one of the many players the NCAA has decided has served them long enough and cut loose. I'm Travis McDade.